It's 6:34. This is Morning Edition. About 40% of Pennsylvanians eligible to vote in 2016 did not cast a ballot. Non-voters are often stereotyped as being checked out. But according to survey data, a lot of them are actually interested in politics. Keystone Crossroads, Miles Bryan talked to a lot of people who didn't vote 4 years ago and has this story on what they're thinking now.
Deborah Becky thinks the country needs change in November. The retired drug counselor lives in the Philly burbs. I caught up with her waiting for a bus. Becky says she's worried about coronavirus and thinks that the rich should pay more taxes.
I just don't want to see Trump get in office again. I think a lot of the country has gone downhill.
If this sounds like good news for the Biden campaign, it's not. Becky won't be voting this year.
A lot of times when I voted, I got picked a lot for jury duty, and I just don't like serving on jury duty, so I stopped registering to vote.
In 2016, there were nearly 4 million people in Pennsylvania who, like Becky, did not vote. But unlike Becky, a lot of them wanted to. That's the main takeaway of a survey of about 500 Pennsylvanians who didn't vote in 2016, analyzed by Susquehanna University. Nearly half of the non-voters surveyed said they didn't vote because of a personal issue, like having to work or having a sick kid. Nick Clark is one of the professors who did the research.
I don't think they're just apathetic and uninterested in what's going on. Some of those people, they're not able to vote.
Robert Giovanetti thought he wasn't able to vote in the last presidential election. The Lebanon County resident had been convicted of a felony a few years earlier.
I was told I wasn't allowed because I was a felon.
That belief is pretty common, but it's also wrong. People with felony convictions who are done serving time can vote in Pennsylvania. Giovanetti grew up in a steel mill family near Pittsburgh, all lifelong Democrats. But in 2016, he was won over by Trump's promises to revive the steel industry. A few months ago, Giovanetti found out he is eligible to vote. He registered immediately.
I've gone to rallies and everything else. I just couldn't vote. Now that I'm able to vote, I feel a hell of a lot happier.
The Trump campaign is counting on racking up new voters like Giovanetti to win Pennsylvania again. But the Biden campaign is also optimistic about turning out people who don't always vote. They say anger with Trump and expanded voting options will get more of those folks to cast ballots this year. Lancaster resident Elliot Martin was traveling on Election Day in 2016, and he didn't remember to request an absentee ballot. After 4 years of Trump, Martin is angry and motivated.
A lot of Trump's behavior has been pretty gross to me, and so I think that is for sure, inspiring me to vote.
About a quarter of the 2016 non-voters surveyed in Pennsylvania said they didn't vote because they didn't like anyone on the ballot. 4 years ago, that was true for Melissa Durko, a baker who lives in South Philly. She says this year is no different.
There's nothing appealing to me about voting at all. It's basically the same person with two different masks.
Durko says sticking to her guns has been tougher than normal this year because of the mountain of social pressure she's feeling. It's coming from friends, family, even a roommate.
I haven't voiced with her that I'm not voting. And I actually have I'm in my room with the sound machine on in case she gets home while I'm in this interview because I don't want her to hear me because it's just going to be a whole argument.
That pressure may not be working on Durko, but it does seem to be convincing some others. Joshua Reeves is an organizer with the Philly Socialists. He doesn't like Joe Biden's centrist platform, but Reeves is planning to vote for him anyway. So is everyone else he knows.
I'm seeing a lot more people who I know strongly didn't go out to vote in 2016 who are voting in 2020. That's a marked departure.
In the Susquehanna University survey, about 20% of non-voters said they didn't vote because they just weren't really interested in politics. 4 years ago, Avery Johnson was one of those people.
I was very, very ignorant to it.
She says a lot has changed for her since 2016. Last year, Johnson had a baby boy. Then, last May, her grandma got sick with coronavirus. All the while, gun violence has exploded in her West Philly neighborhood. Now, she wants to get off the sidelines. She plans to vote for Biden.
I don't know. My vote can, make a change or something like that. I'm not sure. But I have a son to look after, so I'd rather try and not try at all.
Miles Bryan, Keystone Crossroads.